Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning as Tropical Storm Helene churns in the Caribbean. The storm is expected to strengthen later today, prompting hurricane and storm surge warnings across the Gulf Coast. It could reach the region Thursday, potentially becoming a Category 3 hurricane with winds up to 129 miles per hour.
Yeah, all accurate, all potential. We are watching this, but even though we're watching it carefully because we're always worried about a storm that's going to affect our state, and it certainly will affect people in this state. In fact, 61 counties under declared state of emergency as of yesterday, the governor expanding that from the original 41. Basically everybody but southeast, you know, like Miami-Dade is, you know, about like that area is about all that's not. Because surge is going to be a very big concern depending on how much this storm forms. You know, you can watch Tropical Storm Helene right now. You can see the eye is kind of wiggly. You know, it's headed toward the Yucatan Peninsula. It's going to basically bounce off of that and head north by northeast and then go straight up. The westernmost portion of the cone is the point. I don't know how to describe it, like the point at Apalachicola. That's how I think of it. You know, the little down dip, the trigger on the Florida gun, if you want to think of it that way. Tell me I'm not the only one. And then, you know, toward the Big Bend area, anywhere in that vicinity, not as likely to affect us, but we are just, you know, I always have to say it. Okay. You never know. Things can change, but these tracks have become very, very accurate in the last few years. Intensity is a little bit uncertain, as Brad Baker told us the other day, and he would know that, you know, getting the intensity right, and that has shifted. Like every time you look at the intensity, it's a 5, it's a 2, it's a 3, it's a 1. You know, like, okay, so it's, but it has the potential to be big, including something like a 400 mile wide area of rain and wind. And, you know, it's going to be moving pretty fast. It's going to carry a lot of its force up into Georgia.
Here's that wind field notice. It extends 400 miles out from the center of it. So the down power lines, the wind damage, that's all going to be felt across much of the state of Florida as this system works to the north. The flash flood threat will be there as well. We'll see multiple inches of rain across this region, not just at the coast, but extending up into the Carolinas as well.
But for us here, and I don't think I've said this, you know, one of the problems with social media is sometimes I'll post a thing on social media and I think I've said it on the air and I just forget to say it on the air. You know, we are not under any watches, warnings, alerts right now, except on the water. On the water, there's a tropical storm warning. I think they've now moved the border of that to even go over to the Alabama state line. But it had been the Escambia Santa Rosa line, but that's on the water. There's nothing on land. Okay, nothing on land for us. That's just like for boaters, you know, to be concerned about. What am I doing? Watching. I mean, we're always prepared, okay? But I'm not putting up storm shutters or anything like that unless something dramatically changes. And, of course, if it does, then, you know, we'll be acting fast. But that's just my own personal plan because I think we're quite a distance. And this morning we saw a bucket truck staging in this area. People told me they've seen them at the fairgrounds. And, you know, what you see is the where the bucket truck stage is outside the area, right? But close. So if you see the bucket trucks move today, that's good news. That means that they're getting closer, and we're still that much farther out of the likely affected zone. 8:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We talked last hour with Mayor D.C. Reeves about this proposed ordinance to prohibit camping. Key elements of this law would be that, and this is going to be at tomorrow night's city council meeting at 5:30. Somebody texted me and asked, can the public participate? Yeah, of course. That's why, you know, by law, you know, you have to have sunshine meetings where the public can have their input. It'll be a first reading. And the key elements of it are it prohibits camping on private property unless you have the permission of the property owner. That's residential. It prohibits camping on commercial property. In fact, there's a penalty for both the, you know, the commercial owner cannot give the permission and the camper cannot camp there either. And then that includes staying in your car overnight. That's one of the, I think, key distinctives of this proposal that concerns me. And I had several people text me in something that I had not known, which is that apparently Walmart has a nationwide policy that as long as you don't, like, set up shop, that you are allowed to sleep in your RV or your car overnight in a Walmart parking lot. It's just kind of a service that they provide. And unless I am misunderstanding what the ordinance says, this would become illegal at the Walmart on Creighton and 9th because that city, right? So that's a concern. And anywhere else that might want to have that same kind of a policy, because commercial are not allowed under, you know, this ordinance. So somebody texts in, that seems really mean. And I mean, it seems to me like if a commercial property owner, like Walmart or some grocery store or fast food place, wants to allow people to stay there, you know, temporarily overnight, that doesn't seem like a problem to me. So I want more conversation about this ordinance. And I think tomorrow night there will be, somebody says a Cracker Barrel allows the same thing too, which makes sense because they're set up for trucks, right? And, you know, you think about this as like homeless and fair. Okay. It's certainly related to that, but you got to think about things like people driving across country or truckers or, you know, there's all kinds of people who might want to sleep in a car for all sorts of reasons. I mean, not to get into fairly important stuff, but, you know, what if a woman feels unsafe in home because of domestic violence and all she's got is her car for her and her kids? Now, maybe she can find a shelter. They're kind of scarce for families. Maybe she can't, but maybe she's got relatives. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe the relatives are a long ways away. I want her to have a place where she can go. And look, it's never the ideal for a woman and a couple of kids to be sleeping overnight in a parking lot somewhere, but I'd rather have them sleeping in a parking lot somewhere overnight where there's cameras and maybe some lights than have to stay with an abuser or somebody that they're afraid of. I mean, so those are like all the kind of nuances about this ordinance that I'm thinking about and I expect will be a discussion point tomorrow night in the city council meeting. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Eastbound 98, just a quarter mile before Harbor Field, you've got an accident there.
You so hate that
I
word.
Know.
You hate it so much.
I know.
You can just say the Air Force Base.
The Air Force Base. I like that.
There you go.
Other than that, we've got a vehicle crash with the roadblock on 98 in Veterans Way over in Pensacola by NAS Pensacola. And I-10 eastbound from 9 Mile all the way through the construction zone through Highway 29 is basically just a 30-35 minute delay there. So just be aware of that. That's just volume traffic. No accidents there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are, think you got to do a home repair, you got to do a remodel, or you build things for a living, or you just got a little thing that you've got to fix, whatever it is, Pensacola Hardware, they can take care of you. And one of the things I would say about Pensacola Hardware is not only do they have the stuff, okay, they have whatever you need, no problem. They'll have it in stock. Like, they won't have to order it for you. You know, like, if you're a contractor, sometimes you go a place and you're like, hey, do you have this? Like, no, but we can get it for you in a day. Well, a day is money, an inconvenience. Pensacola Hardware they have it, okay? They will have it. They can get it to you on the job site. They can put you on a monthly bill, all kinds of things for professional builders, okay? But also advice, even for a professional builder, because you haven't seen everything. They, in their 173 years, have either seen it all, done it all, and advised people on how to solve it, and they can help you. Think of them not just as a place you buy stuff, but as a resource where you can ask questions. And that's true for the, you know, individual, too. If you've got, you know, a plan, I had a boss one time that always said, you know, Andrew, I only want you to come to me two times. Ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. This is always ask. And same thing, you know, if you think you've got a plan to solve a problem, ask Pensacola Hardware and they'll say, that's a good plan. Or let's talk about that a little bit. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street since 1851, one of the oldest 50 companies in the entire country, the oldest in the state of Florida. Stop by where they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months. Or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. Big Peakmore for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How about a nice game of chess?
This summer, I faced a decision whether to seek a second term as president. It was a difficult decision. Being president has been the honor of my life. There's so much more I want to get done. As much as I love the job, I love my country more. I decided after 50 years of public service, it's time for a new generation of leadership to take my nation forward. My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people.
So here's my one thought about that. That's a speech you give when you announce in August of 2023 that you're not running for re-election. Right? The speech you give last summer, or the speech you give to the UN today, yesterday, after you make the announcement last summer that you're going to make room for a new generation and you're going to, you know, go through the process of having primaries that don't include you, that you're going to voluntarily give up power because it's more important to give up power than to hold on to it. That's a great speech to give when you don't even try to run for re-election. But when you do and are forced out because all of your supporters and your, you know, your producers tell you they can't keep producing you anymore, and you got to get out and make way for somebody else, that's not the same thing. Also, by the way, what power did he give up? Did he resign? He didn't. Listen to this phraseology again.
My fellow leaders, let us never forget, some things are more important than staying in power. It's your people.
Okay. If you believed that you could have won, you would not have gotten out of the race. This was not about you staying in power or not. This was about you letting Kamala have a chance at keeping power or giving it to Donald Trump because you would have got slaughtered in the election. Otherwise, the speech was generally good. Honestly, his comments about Russia and Ukraine, his comments about how things can always change over time, like with Vietnam, his comments about Israel, though aspirational, not particularly practical, and that democracy belongs to no particular country. I agree with all of that. That's all good stuff. There is one other comment that he made that I want to critique a little bit. We'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're southbound on Avalon headed toward I-10 westbound, you're going to see some major delays there. About 15-minute delay. Also, I-10 eastbound from all Pine Forest all the way through the construction zone. you're going to see about a 10-minute delay with that. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you have employees, you have benefits, you got to deal with insurance, like health, dental, vision, life, disability, tools for HR and payroll and all of that stuff. And like, that's not your bread and butter. Like, that's not why you got into business, because you got into business to, you know, put in HVAC systems or to do electrical work or to repair cars or to give legal consult, right? Like, the employees and the challenges of employees come with those things, but that's not why you do it. And you don't like that stuff because nobody likes that stuff. Well, Torgerson Causey likes that stuff. That's what they got into business to do, because they're passionate about it and they enjoy it and they're good at it. I know, because we've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 3 years, and they have been fabulous. They gave us plan options we didn't have before. They give us answers that it was always a little bit hard to get before. So they have just been great. My wife gives them a big thumbs up, and she is a detail-oriented question asker. She will wear out an insurance agent. And she doesn't wear them out. She asks good questions. They give good answers, and we're good. You know, it's all happy times. So she endorses Torgerson Causey. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also is going to be before the UN General Assembly today in New York. He'll be making an effort to keep up global support in his nation's war with Russia. Zelensky's also said he'll be meeting likely with Trump while he's in the U.S., and he meets with President Biden tomorrow. Attorneys for D.C. sniper Lee Boyd Malva will be in a courtroom in Maryland today for a hearing on a potential resentencing. The Maryland Supreme Court announced back in 2022 Malva had to be resentenced to comply with U.S. Supreme Court standards. And Meta now reportedly signing deals with Hollywood actors to voice its artificial intelligence chatbot. According to some reports, a few of the interested AI voice actors will include Dame Judi Dench, Kristen Bell, John Cena.
What?
Somebody by the name of Awkwafina. Apparently that's not a giant water bottle. It's actually an actress.
I don't know. You'd recognize her voice.
I'm sure I would. I am so terrible.
She's actually a really good actress. She's very entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. I'm so
Judi
terrible
Dench,
with pop
though, really
culture stuff.
Meryl Streep. I mean, you know, why not? Right?
And Keegan-Michael Key also interested in being a voice actor for this.
Fair enough.
There you go.
All right. Well, you know, if the AI's got to talk to me, at least it can talk to me in a voice I'm familiar with, I suppose. David, thanks so much for the update. 820. I think I've never called you Dave before. 828 at News Radio 92.3. Back to President Biden and his speech at the UN last night, which ended in the weirdest of ways.
My fellow leaders, there's nothing that's beyond our capacity if we work together. Let's work together. God bless you all, and may God protect all those who seek peace. Thank you.
What? Now, you say, well, what's weird about that? No. What does Biden always say when he's ending a speech? He always says, and God bless our troops. Always. It's like his phrase that he always says. And so why did he not say that? Is he embarrassed about the troops in front of the whole world? Did he want to not offend the general snowflake sensibilities of tyrannical member states or friendly member states who don't want to hear about America's military power that they have benefited from for the last, 80 years? No, seriously, like, why the rephrase? Does he not believe that American troops are a force for peace establishment, and peacekeeping in the world? It's a weird change. The more I thought about it, the more it bothered me. What I want an American president to do is to say, and bless our troops as agents of peace in this world through beating bad guys and deterring bad guys, which is what we do. It was as many times as I have heard him end speeches the other way. To hear him end a speech this way, it felt like a betrayal to me, as somebody who cares so deeply about our troops and military and their image and their respect. You know, he had an opportunity to do what he always does, and he changed it in a way that I think caters to a false impression about our military.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Out on the open campaign trail again today in North Carolina, the Trump campaign says former President Trump was briefed Tuesday about
real and specific threats from Iran to assassinate the candidate. Senator Lindsey Graham called it an act of war, demanding President Biden take action. The Senate out with its first report on Secret Service failures in the first attempt on Trump's life at Butler, Pennsylvania.
The committee finding that the Secret Service, quote, failed to ensure the AGR roof was adequately covered by either Secret Service or local countersnipers. The report also revealing a Secret Service agent specifically requested drone equipment days before the rally, but it was denied with no explanation.
Controversial call from Democrat candidate Vice President Kamala Harris, who wants to end the Senate filibuster to get abortion protections passed. Senator Joe Manchin says he won't endorse her now. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 74 degrees right now. We've got, looks like, mostly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Continuing to watch Tropical Storm Helene. Hurricane watch is in place ahead of that storm now. The forecast calls for it to become a strong hurricane by tomorrow. Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stojich says Helene will be moving very quickly.
Don't just pay attention to the center, because a larger diameter storm will mean more impacts, in this case, further to the east for the west coast of Florida, and then further to the west for the panhandle.
And Stojich says that Helene, as of the last check, had moved just a bit to the west, but it should still make landfall in the Big Bend area sometime Thursday night, possibly as a Category 3 storm here in northwest Florida. We are expecting to be spared from most of the storm's effects, but we'll likely have some rough surf and stronger rip currents. The current forecast extends as far west as Panama City. Firefighters responded to an Escambia County apartment complex last night. The fire broke out at the P&P Apartments on East Johnson Avenue. Officials say it was an active heavy fire last night about 9 p.m. So far, no reports of injuries. 10 units from Escambia Fire Rescue responded. Some Florida lawmakers are worried that people with ties to Cuba's government have immigrated to the U.S. under the Biden-Harris administration. Senators Marco Rubio, Rick Scott, Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar, and Congressman Carlos Jimenez sent a letter to the State Department and Homeland Security yesterday. They're asking the leaders of those agencies to remove anybody in the U.S. who has ties to the Cuban regime. A woman has been arrested for that hit-and-run crash yesterday that injured a Pensacola woman on Gulf Beach Highway. That happened about 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning when a Nissan sedan turned in front of a Lexus SUV. A 52-year-old Pensacola woman was injured and taken to the hospital. The driver of that sedan, though, fled on foot. Troopers say they identified the woman as 24-year-old Karen Fernandez. She was arrested about 10:45 yesterday and is charged with not having a driver's license and leaving the scene of a crash. She was being held on $3,000 bond in the Escambia County Jail. Well, apparently somebody on the south end of Three Mile Bridge has been killing or maiming pigeons with a blowgun. Reports surfacing about the discovery of several pigeons that had been injured. The birds were taken to the wildlife sanctuary of Northwest Florida. Unfortunately, they didn't all survive. Gulf Breeze PD now conducting an ongoing investigation. Been over a year now since Baptist Hospital moved to their new $650 million campus on Brent Lane.
What a year it's been. It's crazy to think back about what we were doing a year ago yesterday, you know, moving patients from our old campus to the new campus and going through that whole process of years and years of planning. And our team just did such an incredible job. So, yeah, it's been an amazing year.
Baptist Vice President Brett Aldridge, and he says they've been celebrating all week across their new campus. He says the vision all started with a desire to provide the best health care for Pensacola. 8:35 now, News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Just got a tip of an accident at 9th, just north of Dunmire, that right underneath the overpass there. And we're seeing some delays there. Also, I-10 eastbound is backed up all the way past Pine Forest. But at least it's only maybe like a 10-minute delay through that area. Other than that, we have one more accident that just popped up on Brent Lane and Rossum Lane. Partial roadblock in the area, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have some scattered showers and thunderstorms today as we have a little more moisture building in. 70% chance of rain, high near 85, low tonight near 72 degrees. On Thursday, we will be looking at a high rain chance as a cold front starts to make its way into the area. 80% chance of rain, high near 80 degrees. We are tracking Helene. It is expected to make landfall well to our east, but we will be seeing some rough coastal conditions as our main impact from this, looking at a dangerous rip current day and some high surf. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 76 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze 77 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Our markets are up. But not by a lot. The Dow's up 5 points at 42,213. S&P 500 up just over 5 points at 57,38. The NASDAQ up 26 points this morning at 18,101. 10-year bond rate up just a fraction at 3.76%. Gold prices up $11.90, $26.88.90 right now. Silver prices down a couple of dimes at $32.23. And Bitcoin down about $400 today at $63,597. Billionaire Mark Cuban criticizing former President Trump's ideas on tariffs. Trump Monday said that tractor manufacturer John Deere could face 200% tariffs if it sends some manufacturing jobs to Mexico. Cuban posted on X that he thinks Trump's plan is insane and shows a lack of understanding of business. The Department of Justice suing Visa over an alleged antitrust violation. Visa is accused by the Department of Justice of monopolizing debit markets. Prosecutors say Visa controls debit network markets by using agreements with merchants, card issuers, and competitors. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that, quote, Visa's unlawful conduct affects not just the price tag of one thing, but the price of nearly everything, end quote. The DOJ says over 60% of debit transactions are run on Visa's network. Coca-Cola's discontinuing its new spiced flavor about 6 months after its release now. According to a statement from the company, it's looking to introduce a new flavor instead for next year. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like Cemex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
What's up, Florida State? How you do it is equally as important.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to Texas this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup with the SMU Mustangs.
FSU battles SMU Saturday at 5 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
What's up, Florida State?
September 2020.
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today is National Comic Book Day, and that means that participating comic book shops, which I think is all of them, you can get a free comic book. No, you can't go get like Adventure Comics one. you cannot get the valuable ones, but they will give you. They actually make a whole bunch of extra comics for this day. It's actually kind of a cool thing. But National Comic Book Day is today. So my question is, we had the big elevated discussion about reading of whole books, and a lot of you texted in, I read comic books. Okay, now's your time to shine. Who was your comic hero? Or what comic did you read? However, whichever way you want to answer that question, 437-1620, or you never read comic books. And that is a fair entry into this contest, okay? It is perfectly acceptable for you to say, I don't now, nor have I ever been a member of the comic book reading party. 437-1620, we're not going to have an investigation. We're just going to do what we do. 437-1620, did you read comic books? If so, what'd you read? Who was your hero? Who did you identify with? What was your favorite? John Pickens, what do you got for me? Were you a comic book reader?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of pictures.
How big was your collection?
It was pretty big.
I mean, Mama, 1,000, 5,000?
Yeah, it was a lot.
10,000? How many long boxes did you have?
I had about 4.
Oh, okay, so about 1,500, 1,600 comics. Okay, good. A long box typically holds about 400.
But I still love my mother.
Depends on if they have backing boards or not. See, I'm a nerd. I'm a super nerd at heart. All right, so do you still have them?
No, that's why I keep saying I still love my mother.
Oh, because she has them. Okay, all right,
well,
very
she
good.
Got rid of them thinking that they'd never,
They probably weren't.
I love you, Mom. She's texting me.
I have about that same still. I have probably 1,200 something probably right now, 1,500 something like that, just roughly.
Now, as an older adult, I've got several collectible ones that are autographed and, stuff like that.
Did you have a favorite, a one you always read, like your identify with person?
It was Superman and Popeye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. One who is always strong, the other one who's got to eat his spinach to get strong.
That's right.
Okay, fair enough. So you read Popeye as a comic. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I, got to go to Chester, Illinois, where.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
Right. Well, I will gladly pay you a Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Had a geek fest with the owner on that one.
Oh, and that's cool. So when you went to there, did you also drive through Metropolis in
Southern
Illinois? So you got the
twofer. I got pictures. Okay. Yep.
There really is a Metropolis in Southern Illinois. It's on I-57? Five. Anyway, I could be wrong about that. But we always go that when we go up to St. Louis, and it's always fun to drive through town because they celebrate the Superman thing. 437-1620, 437-1620. Did you read comic books now or then? And if so, what did you read? Who did you identify with? 437-1620. Okay, so this is comic strip, but I'll allow it. It's in the genre. Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's actually a very different kind of thing, right? The comic strip, especially the comedy comic strip, the satire strip or whatever, which, now you're talking about like Doonesbury and, Far Side and all of that. I'm thinking more comic books. And, of course, they do collect the serials into the book form, but it's not the same. But Calvin and Hobbes, I feel like anybody who didn't read Calvin and Hobbes, they missed part of their humanity. It's not that they're not human, but they're not completely human. You know what I'm saying? Archie. Oh, interesting. All right. A little bit. Archie has changed over the years. Over the years. Somebody says, I loved Vampyra. Okay. All right. Now that's a little bit darker stuff. You might have been into Sandman and things like that. Independent comics. The world outside of Marvel and DC, where you could find all kinds of things that wouldn't be normally, let's say PG-13 plus, let's just put it that way. Somebody says Batman. Sure, Batman. Interesting, though, Batman as the movie character or Batman as the comic book character? Because they were not the same. Until Frank Miller got a hold of it and made The Dark Knight, and then had a whole new world of comics and the dark anti-hero hero that, of course, made all the movies and made the best movies. Don't fight me on this. But anyway, yeah, no, the new Batman versus the sort of classic Batman. Spawn and Storm. Oh, two classics. And Storm. So Storm is the X-Men character, is the weather-wielding witch, the black lady in X-Men. And remember, X-Men was always designed to be like the outcast, the marginalized. It was a metaphor, right? The mutants were a metaphor for minorities. And so, you know, having a black character was a pretty important part of there. Having a lot of women in strong, powerful roles is a pretty big part of them. I was an X-Men guy. That was my one. If I have to pick just, you know, if you're going to get rid of all my comics except one series, it's I got to keep my X-Men's. Because I have them from everything from the new X-Men through, I stopped around, I don't know, 300, 350, something like that. So I've got a couple hundred of those. But yeah, and Wolverine. Because he's just like me.
I can see the resemblance.
Always in a fight. Always using physical violence to solve a problem. You know, not much of a thinker, pretty impulsive.
Right.
You know. Almost an animal.
I can see
totally
that.
Totally me. No, I loved Wolverine, bub. John Pickens got Traffic on the Fives. John?
Star Wars was another one.
Oh, you read Star Wars as a comic
I've
book?
Got the very first
oh, interesting.
Comic from 1977.
Right. I think I read one Star Wars comic ever, but I was obviously the movies were a big deal. So what do you got for a traffic, sir?
Let's see here. 9th Avenue southbound is closed between Olive and I-10 due to a rollover accident. So just be aware of that. That's going to cause you some major delays. And also I-10 eastbound, just east of the Pine Forest exit, about a five-minute delay going through the construction zone on Highway 29. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide, you know, what you want to buy, if it's time to do, if you want a sedan or a van or a truck or an SUV or something else, hey, go to Frontier Motors. They have 300 different cars, trucks on the lot. You can look at them, drive as many as you like, drive five or six, drive something outside of your category. You know, see if you like the radio. I mean, it's funny things about cars that might irritate you. And pay attention. Here's my one piece of advice when you're buying a car. If something irritates you a little when you first test drive it, pay attention to that. Because it'll probably become the thing that you hate about that car. And you don't want to hate anything about your car. You want to find a car that you're going to enjoy. Don't try to talk yourself out of the thing that bothers you. Pay attention to that early on in the process. Frontier Motors, I've got good quality used vehicles, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old. You know, between 10 and 50,000 miles, kind of their sweet spot. Cars that you can drive for a long time. Cars that they will warranty up to 100,000 miles. So they will take care of you if there's any problems. And, you know, just great taking care of you before, during, and after the sale. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Back to the text, the question of the day. It's National Comic Book Day. Go get a free comic book for you and your kids. You can take one. It's fine at the comic stores around town. They all have it. What was your favorite comic? What was your person you identified with? Somebody says, I had very few comics as a child, but the guy is Superman, of course. Somebody says, I always loved Archie. Somebody says, Captain Planet. Oh, good answer. And Captain America. Oh, yeah, Cap was the best. And I would spin just a slightly different direction. I always loved Daredevil. Even a little bit more than Captain America, because he was a little bit of the bad guy, right? You know, I had a little bit of that dark side.
That's all you.
And again, it's totally me to be out there fighting crime with my sonar powers and my batons. But especially post-Frank Miller. Again, Frank Miller was a genius in comics. Batman and Garfield. Interesting
Garfield,
mix.
Yes.
Garfield. All right. In the comic strip or comic book?
No, the books.
Okay. All right. Got a lot of lasagna in those books?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Classic comics saved my academic career back in the 50s. That's the comic book version of the, you know, the Dickens or Twain or Hemingway or whatever. Mr. Natural, R. Crumb from Zack Comics, X-Men and Alpha Flight. Not a lot of people stand up for Alpha Flight. You like Alpha Flight because they're Canadian. That's a little bit like liking, who's the band that everybody makes fun of from Canada? I'm through with standing in lines, clubs I'll never get in. It's like, I got to sing it now. I can't even sing it right.
Yeah, go ahead. It's karaoke night.
Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. 437-1620 and Gambit. Oh, yeah, Gambit's a great character in the comics, for sure. Last one just for me, because I feel like it's my chance to tell you. Big fan of the Aliens comic, Dark Horse Comics, when that came on the scene in the 80s. Some fabulous comic books from Dark Horse. And Fish Police, probably one you've never heard of, but it's hilarious. We love the funny comics. And I will tell you, probably my all-time favorite funny comic, find it if you can, Fat Ninja. To this day, if I'm in a bad mood, I can pick up a Fat Ninja comic and it will make me laugh. That's all I'm saying about that. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song.
That is not Larry, by the way, singing this song. unless Larry grew up to be ludicrous. 8:53 on News. When was the last time you heard of VeggieTales of any kind, John?
It's been 20 years.
Poor little tomato. He cannot dance. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. PJ, were you a VeggieTales kid at all or a parent? I don't know which.
My girls watched it.
There you go. All right. Same for us. Interesting note. We were talking earlier this hour about the... all day today, about the homeless... it's not a homeless ordinance. It's a camping ordinance that the city of Pensacola is considering on first reading tomorrow night. And, you know, talking about how this does expand on the state law against camping in public places, but it also empowers some enforcement of that, which is, I think, why they're passing it in the first place. And one of the things that was pointed out to me in this law that is worth mentioning, and we'll talk about this tomorrow with PPD, is that the part that says parking a motor vehicle... for the purpose of using it as a living accommodation, which includes sleeping overnight. And there's an and here, okay? The above described activities constitute camping when reasonably appears to a law enforcement or code enforcement officer that, in light of all the circumstances, the participants in conducting the activity or activities are in fact using the area as a temporary living accommodation regardless of the intended participation or the nature of any other activities in which they may be also engaging. So it seems like that is meant to defang the anti-sleeping in your car portion, so that if you are traveling and you stay in a Cracker Barrel, or which is not in city limits, but if you stay in the Walmart, which is, you know, one night, seems like that would be fine. 4 weeks, not so fine. That seems to be generally what this is getting at. So that does alleviate some of my concerns. I still have questions. I still have a lot of questions, but and we'll talk about this tomorrow with Mike Wood with PPD about how enforcement is going to shape up if this ordinance gets passed first reading and then second reading as well, and the October 1st timeline kicks in. But I really appreciate the clarification that came from the city on that, make sure you read Part 5 of the ordinance. And I had, but I had not grasped how that it's or, and then the and applies to the first four things. It's kind of written in a little bit of a clumsy way, I would say. But yeah, I see that now. And so I appreciate that clarification. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with 9th Avenue southbound. It's closed between Olive and I-10. So just be aware of that. They have closed it down due to an overturned vehicle. I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way to Highway 29, seeing maybe just a 5-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you got to just, there's a lot of things to consider. And I keep talking about this because I think it's something that a lot of people have not considered because you haven't sold a home in a while. I mean, if you've been living in your house for, even like 4 years, you don't realize maybe you do, but the changes that have taken place in the insurance market are dramatic. And not just the cost of insurance, but whether you can even get it. Our home insurance company recently stopped providing, and so we've been having to scramble. My wife has been trying to scramble to find insurance, and it's hard. And one of the things we found is, the one that we're actually working with now, you have to do an application where you take pictures of your under your sink and of your water heater, and, they walk you around the house, take a picture of this, take a picture of this. Like, you're applying for it, and you got to make sure you don't have anything that's going to ding you. So it's hard to get insurance. Insurance is expensive, and things like roof age or water heater age or air conditioning age can prevent you from getting insurance. And so somebody comes to buy your house and they might say, that roof's 12 years old. You're going to have to replace that before I buy it. Your water heater is 8 years old. You're going to have to replace that before I buy it. Well, is that normal? Is that reasonable? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because they will know what's normal in the marketplace right now and really help you understand the negotiation and what you can and cannot say no to. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realtor, they know this stuff cold. 723-9158. They sold 175 homes last year. As of a week or so ago, they had sold 122 this year, on track to do the same thing again in a much harder real estate market than it had been, say, 2 or 3 years ago. Professional, outstanding, and certainly focused on helping you. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. 858 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's do some future news. We're trying to resurrect this feature. We've gotten out of the habit of doing it, but I love this feature. The camping ordinance. Now that we've talked a little bit about it, do you think it passes tomorrow night on first reading?
Yes.
I suspect it'll pass on first reading with concerns, and it'll change before second reading. That's my suspicion. I had been thinking maybe they would pull it, because of the concerns. But we'll see. There's a lot. I think there's going to be a robust conversation city council over this tomorrow night. How long will Navarre High School remain as currently in the Google search terms? What is it? Diddy Palace or whatever they call it?
Diddy's Playhouse.
Diddy's Playhouse. somebody got into the Google and, they changed the who owned it, and that's what it's got. And there's one in Alberta. What is one? What did I tell you they were calling the Alberta High School? They had one as well for that that's called Hawktua High School. Oh, man. Kids play pranks. How long will that stay that way for Navarre High School?
About a day.
You think? I think it's going to... A week. I think it's going to be a little bit more time for them to get that fixed. Will the Visa antitrust lawsuit against Visa by the Department of Justice, will they be punished?
I hope so.
I think they will be. I think this is going to be one of those things where it's going to be pretty expensive for them.